Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Mary Rosetti, and she's the communication director for Dan McCoy, County Executive Dan McCoy. And we're going to talk about the Aurora Games. So, Mary, did you see any of the Aurora Games?
I did, and I think whether folks saw them in person or on ESPN, they were fantastic. Did you get to? I was at some of them in person, and some of them I actually did see on TV. Did you see some of them, or were you there, Cynthia?
Yes, I did, and I wanted to go to the ice skating one, but I was feeling a little under the weather. I'm sorry, I missed that one. Because
oh, I know you missed that history. Yeah, history was made with the 14-year-old skater
who made
the quadruple Lutz, I think it is called. I watch figure skating, but it was absolutely amazing. The first woman figure skater in U.S. history, or any history period, to make that. It was absolutely incredible. But the Aurora Games were exactly as we would hoped they would be. They were an opportunity to get the word out, to raise the bar, to support our women, to show the world that our female athletes are great competitors and can provide, you know, great showmanship as well, great entertainment, and great athletic prowess. And I think that from the opening ceremonies right to the closing ceremonies and the spectacular announcement that County Executive McCoy was able to make about the Aurora Games returning for two more opportunities was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, go ahead, Cynthia.
Go ahead.
Well, I think that this was truly an opportunity if people had gotten to physically be in the Times Union Center. There was a certain energy with the young women that were able to interact with, to watch and to talk to the athletes that they look up to. Particularly, I know I was there, this happened with the gymnastics. I mean, when you were there watching the young girls that participate in gymnastics, being able to look up to and talk with these women that they have seen in competition on TV, that they've been trying to emulate, that they have been going to their classes and their gyms and working on their own routines. You know, some of the pictures that were shown on the television broadcasts and some of the news media and in the Times Union newspaper, you just saw that look of amazement in their eyes, and you could hear it when you were there. I mean, I was nearby for some of these interactions, and I heard that, and it just, you know, it gave you that, what you call that warm fuzzy when you heard these little girls talking to the young women that they are looking up to, that they call their heroes. And I think that that was a different kind of a light that was shown on the sidelines that people, I don't think, expected that they would see. And I think that was one of the brightest moments and brightest spots of all of the Aurora Games is when that happened.
So what impact do you think the Aurora Games had on the city of Albany and Albany County?
Well, I think the impact in many ways was tremendous in terms of the messaging. I think that there was a show of support. I mean, we are talking about, you know, roughly about 20,000 people that attended the games over the six-day period. And while some have been critical of that, you have to take a look and step back and say, wait a minute, this is an inaugural celebration. This is the first of its kind. This is something that was held, that is building a foundation. You know, there's a reason why the saying is Rome wasn't built in a day. You have to start somewhere. And we started and we laid the groundwork for the opportunity for now the Aurora Games to return in both 2021 and 2023. And now folks will know better what to expect, what it's all about, and then hopefully more, even more will come out and support the athletes and bring the more young people to actually see the great sports events that were held. I mean, when you take a look, the tennis players, we were able to get them on the first night right after the opening ceremonies because the U.S. Mm-hmm. Open was being played. And so it made perfect scheduling sense in terms of them being able to be here. I think that the athletes also viewed this, while this was an inaugural opportunity, they even talked about in press conferences prior to the start of the games that this was an opportunity for them to have fun. And I think that was the overall message, was that they could have fun. They could enjoy what they're doing, and they can compete at the same time, and they can interact with the audience. They can really show off their talents. And then they could have, many of them, those opportunities to talk in the fan zone, to talk about their experiences in those conversations that were held daily. There were a variety of different athletes that were able to do that. That was all free of charge for folks to go and to listen to the variety of speakers. And there were numerous conversations that were had throughout the course of that week, which now seems like it's so long ago, because it came so quickly and then it was over.
I believe, you know, since the fact that it's going to be here in 2 years and then 4 years, you know, laying a foundation, it's really going to be a shot in the arm for Albany. Has there been any talk about the center where women will train in Albany? Has that been decided?
I know that it has not been decided. I know there has been talks. There are plans for a women's sports training facility. I know County Executive McCoy did talk about that. There are discussions about a sports complex, a first-of-its-kind sports complex for women, and right here in Albany County, that they'd be able to train at. But I don't. Other than that, I don't have any more specifics on that. I know that the discussions are underway.
Great. And do you envision in 2021 and 2023 that each time the Aurora Games are coming to Albany, do you think that they will be bigger and more exciting?
Well, I certainly think they will be. You know, anytime you have a first-time event, something that is brand spanking new, and you're testing the waters, and you're seeing what works, and you're seeing what may not work as well, right, what you need to improve on. And I think that was the perfect opportunity, and gave us the perfect venue and way to say, hey, this works, and this would work better if we did X, Y, and Z. I think there has been some discussion about the timing. And, you know, I would come back with and say I am no expert, but I know that there are different opportunities for different times of the year. And while some may say that the timing was not good because it was, you know, Travers Week and the end of the summer break, and there was a lacrosse league event going on at UAlbany over the weekend, there's always going to be something. I'm going to say that. There's always going to, you know, if we take a look and say, let's do this in the winter, then, okay, you're probably looking at some different kind of sporting events that may be possible, right? You also have to take a look and see, you know, the WNBA. When is that league in session? And will those women be able to come if you change it to, let's say, that time of year? If, you know, you have it in May or June, or end of April, when the college students are still here, which I know that there's been some discussion saying, you know, with the college communities, that should certainly be a draw for them. Some would, mm-hmm. would argue, you know, what are they in the midst of finals and then graduation, et cetera? Would that work? And once again, taking a look at what the mm-hmm. athletes might be able to do. Because, you know, that is also, when you look at tennis, that will be a very busy time mm-hmm. then. If you take a look at some other sports as well, I know there's been discussion about moving something outdoors and perhaps including maybe golf. But will that work a different time of year for the LPGA and for some of mm-hmm. those young women who may be participating in that? So I know that is also a big factor, as well as thinking about attendance numbers and the availability of different venues. So all of that comes into play.
From your perspective, as you possibly met some of the athletes, what was their overall impression of Albany?
I think that they enjoy being here in Albany. I know that there was some discussion about, number one, the big swing in the weather, because it was very hot, and then we had some severe weather that week with the rain and the thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. But overall, other than the weather staff, they seemed to really enjoy being here, and it gave them a bit of a break. I think the fans that they interacted with were very welcoming, and I think they liked that. I mean, being here at the Albany County Office Building, watching some of the athletes just in the morning and even in the earlier morning coming in, you know, jogging around the streets of downtown Albany, doing, you know, running, you know, by the Capitol mm-hmm. and, you know, interacting with them then, I thought was kind of an interesting experience. But I think some of that in our architecture, I know I had a couple of comments from some of the athletes. They're very, very impressed with that. So I think they enjoyed being here.
It's my understanding that at one of the games, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul came, correct?
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul actually was here for the opening ceremonies. Mm-hmm. And so she helped kick off the Aurora Games.
That's great. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, given the fact that it'll be the Aurora Games will be here in 2 and 4 and then 4 years from now, I think mm-hmm. you know it's going to be an evolution. Things are going to develop. Things are going to change, and so forth. So, the one question I have before you go, I know you have to run, is there was something on the internet that I saw that there was talk of the Aurora Games next time around in 21, that they were going to be in London, England. But then when the executive said that it was going to be in Albany, I thought that was kind of neat.
It is. And I think that the reception that the Aurora Games and those who put it all together on the production end, I think the reception that they received was so welcome that the determination mm-hmm. was made that, yes, this is where they want to be and this is where they want to build, to build things up. So I think that's a strong statement to working here in Albany County and working with the folks not only at SMG but with our folks here in Albany County, the accessibility, the Discover Albany folks who helped with all of the tourism, all of the hotels, all of that, putting things together with the Chambers of Commerce that helped with that. And the fact that when the athletes and when those who are coming to see the Aurora Games as spectators, there are other offerings in this area. So while the games predominantly were in the evening, there were other things to do and see during the day. And Albany is a perfect location if you're going to do that, to come within an hour and a half, 2 or 3 hours from whether it's the city, whether you're going down to Boston, whether you're going over to Vermont, whether you're going to maybe Connecticut for a short mm-hmm. Day trip and coming back and then watching the games. I mean, I think it's just a perfect location to do that. So I think that's what was part of the consideration that was taken into it. And I was just thrilled when the county executive could make that announcement.
That's really terrific. I'm glad that this is going to be the evolution of the next step of women in sports. I'm really thrilled about that. So as the
I totally agree with you. I mean, and if there were a way, depending on, you know, what the decision was, is to as to what time of year, maybe if there, you know, is a way to have our college communities involved, I know that the women athletes would love to have that involvement and be able to see some of these great athletes here as well.
So as this evolution takes place, Mary, I invite you back on Focus on Albany to share your views on the Aurora Games, the upcoming Aurora Games. Would that be something you'd like to do?
Oh, most certainly.
Thank you. So you have been listening to Mary Rozak, who's the Communication Director for County Executive Dan McCoy. This is Focus on Albany. If you like Focus on Albany, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and thanks, Mary, for taking the time to speak about the Aurora Games. Have a great day.